You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. And so, God, we offer unto you our praise this morning, our adoration, our worship. We offer it unto you this morning on this brand new day that you've blessed us to be able to see. Thank you for another day, God, that you have made, that you have given us the opportunity to offer unto you our sincere praise. our adoration to express the joy that you bring to us, our love for you, oh God, that's unwavering, God, and never failing, oh God, because of the great love that you have shown to us each and every single day. What an awesome opportunity, oh God, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord as you have called the lambs to do, and to offer unto you praise with the fruit of our lips and bless you at all times, just like David said, and allow your praises to continually flow from our lips and flow out of our mouths. What a great opportunity, oh God, to make your name glorious, oh God, and to lift you up, God, so that you would draw all men unto you, God. What a great opportunity, oh, to be able to bless you, oh God, to magnify you and to glorify you, and we don't let this opportunity pass us by. For you are Alpha. You are Omega. God, you are the beginning. You are the end, God. You know the steps that we should take. God, you're everything that we need and more. You're the very air that we breathe, God. You're the reason why we move and live and have our very being, God. You are our substance of life, God. You are our hope for today, God, and our hope for tomorrow, God. It's an assurance, God, that you give us, God, and we affirm to us, God, that everything that comes our way going to work out for our good, and everything is going to be all right. God, you're worthy, God, to be praised, God, because our confidence is built in you, God, because of your sacrifice, because of your blood that was shed, God. We don't have to worry, and we don't have to fret, and we don't have to fear, because, God, you have not given us that spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind, God. You're worthy, God, to be praised, God, because you breathe confidence into us. You breathe strength into us. You breathe hope into us, God. You bring peace into us. You give us joy, God. You make us smile, God, when we shouldn't be sad, God. You do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think, God. You are worthy. Hallelujah. Worthy of our glory, God, this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. You're worthy of the honor, God. It doesn't matter where we're at, God, whether we're at our jobs, oh God, or in our home, God, or on the metro, God, or in a slug car, wherever we may find ourselves at right now, listening to this prayer, God, you're worthy, God. You're worthy of lifting up of head, God. You're worthy of a joy, oh God, of a surrender. You're worthy, God, of a yes, Lord God, deep down from within our soul, and not just lip service, God, but you're worthy of the best from us, God. You're worthy of the best praise and the best honor, the best glory, the best life, God. You're worthy, God, today. And so we offer ourselves this morning as a living sacrifice, God, that's holy and acceptable, to worship and adore you, God, to lift up holy hands, God, to give you glory and adoration, God, because you're so worthy. And we magnify your name today. What a mighty God we serve. The songwriter said, angels bow down before him. Heaven and earth adores him because our God is mighty. Our God is awesome. Our God is like no other God. No one can compare to you, God. There's no one that can compete with you. You are magnificent in all your ways. Praise in all your ways. And we offer our praise to you this morning. And we surrender our wills to you. Not our will, God, but allow thine will be done. Let it be done in heaven. Let it be done on earth, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that you might get the glory and that you might get all the honor and that you might get all the praise from all of those things that you have created, God. For you created us to be in your image, God. And each and every day, God, is an opportunity for us to reflect the image of God, the glory of God, the light of God in our lives, God. Help us to put sin and weight, oh God, that beset us, oh God, aside. Help us to lay aside those things that hinder us and that affect us and cause us to fall short of your glory. Help us to seek after you, God, in the press towards that mark, God, for the high prize of God in Christ Jesus. There is something greater. There is a greater anointing. There is a closer walk with you. And when we offer unto you, God, our praise, and when we offer unto you our adoration, and when we offer unto you, God, the glory and the honor that you're so deserving of, we draw ourselves to you. And the more we draw ourselves to you, the more you can pour out into us, God. And the more you can come in and inhabit our praises, God. And you can make us clean, God, and clean out everything that's unlike you, God. The more we welcome you, oh God, into our situations, God. The more you can move on our behalf, God. The more you can order our footsteps, Lord. And the more you can control our lives. The more we say yes to your will, God. The more we say yes to your way, God. You can take us higher, God. And move us, God, from the place of stagnant, of being stagnant, in, God, and move us from the place of being content, God, even though whatever state we find ourselves in, we're content, God. But God, we want more of you, God. We're hungry and we're thirsty for more of you, God. As the deer panted after the water, God, so does our souls, God, long after more of you. Long for your glory, God. Long for your presence, God. Long for your pour out upon us, God. We want more, God, today. More of you, God, in this place, and more of you in this temple, God, that you have placed inside of me, in the place that you have chosen to dwell. I thank you, God, for calling me out of darkness. And I thank you for bringing me into your marvelous light, choosing me, God, to be a vessel where you choose to abide in. For our bodies are not our own. We don't belong to ourselves. And so I give ourselves away. I give myself away to you. I surrender to you, God, and I give back to you what you are due. Adoration, glory, honor, obedience, God. I say yes to your will, God, and I'll hide your word in my heart, Lord, so that I might not sin against thee, that I may walk worthy of the vocation wherewith I have been called, and that I might bring glory and honor out of my life. Lead and guide and direct us, God, on this day, in the mighty name of Jesus, and protect us from dangers seen and unseen. And as we go throughout the day, God, the love of God wax strong in us, God, in the name of Jesus, so that someone might know, God, that Jesus still loves them and that Jesus still saves. Put flesh under subjection, God, and break us outside of the boxes that we place you in. Break us outside, oh God, of the boxes that we place other people in, God, and help us to go above and beyond, God, what is being asked from us, God, oh God, by the world and by those that may even be in the church, God. You have a greater calling, God, and you expect us to win souls, God. You expect us to be light, God, to those that don't know you, God. So, God, help get us out of our comfort zone, God, just like you did the disciples, God. You began to stir up amongst them, God, so that they would move themselves out of Jerusalem and begin to spread the good news of Jesus. Remove us from our comfort zone, God. Move us out, God, so that we might spread the good news of Jesus, so that we may let this dark and dying world know that Jesus still saves, that we may let someone know, God, that is depressed, oh God, that is confused, oh God, that is overwhelmed, God, that there is still hope, that there is a peace that you give, the peace that the world didn't give, and the peace that the world can't take it away. God, you are the answer to the world today, and we have that answer. Help us to share your word today. Help us to be an example of you, God, today. Help us to let our light so shine that men might see our good works but glorify our Father which is in heaven. We love you, God, today, and we don't want to take any. But all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise shall be thine today, because it belongs to you. My praise, my worship, my adoration, God, it belongs to you. My hallelujah, my thank you, Jesus, it belongs to you. All of the glory, all of the honor, it belongs to you. And so we give it to you today. For you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You are the beginning. You are the end. You know everything that we are doing, everything that we shall do, and everything that we will do later on, God. We thank you for being such an almighty, omnipotent, omnipresent, magnificent, wonderful God. And you're the God that we serve. The God who sits high and the God who looks low. The God of the hills and the God of the mountains and the God of the valleys. The God of the deepest seas. We serve an awesome and a mighty God. And so we give unto you the praise and the adoration that you're so worthy of. Lead us and guide us and direct us, God, this day. For this is the day that you have made, God. We can rejoice and be glad in it, God, because you are in control of the day. We pray for the nation, God, as the city, oh God, of Washington, D.C. begins to prepare for the inauguration of the next president. God, we pray for the president-elect right now in the mighty name of Jesus that he would heed the call of the Lord. I think back into the Bible days, God, where Nebuchadnezzar had to obey what you commanded him to do. And when he began to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, God, you put him under subjection, and you afflicted him, and you cast him down, God. I pray right now that you would bind the spirit of haughtiness, that you would bind the spirit of pride, that you would bind the spirit of arrogance in the midst of our president-elect and amongst all of our leaders, God. It's not just in his mindset, but it's a spirit, God, that is raising throughout the land, in the world and in the church. Help us, God, to put flesh under subjection so that it won't get any of your glory. So that it won't get any of your honor and it will not get any of your praise. I pray for his cabinet, Lord, today. Oh, God, as they go through the process of being vetted, God. Oh, God, we thank you because we don't have any fears. God, I don't have any fears about this transition. I don't have any fears about this next regime, God, because my God is in control. And since you in my, and since you, it's in your control, God, there's nothing that I have to worry about. There's nothing that I have to fear. I'm just going to cast all of my cares upon you because you can handle them and you can give me the best solution to handle and overcome and go through every single trial and tribulation that comes my way. Thank you, God, for the reassurance of who you are and the reassurance of who I am and whose I am and who I belong to. What a mighty God we serve. And so we bless you, Lord, today. And we ask that you would lead, guide, and direct us, Lord. Grant us favor as we pray for the nation, as we pray for America, as we pray for our pastors, as we pray for our leaders of God across the land and across the world, God. We pray for, God, your leadership that's in places everywhere, whether it's in government, in the church, God, oh God, in the community centers, God, at the job sites, wherever they are. We pray for our leaders, God, today. That you would lead, guide, and direct them. Give them wisdom, God. Oh, God, give them instruction. Oh, God, so that they may lead the people and that you might get the glory out of us this day. Have your way, God. Be pleased with us. Forgive us of all sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart, Lord, and renew a right spirit within us so that we may worship you today, Lord, in spirit and in truth. Glory, spirit and in truth. Because the truth shall set us free. And when we know the truth, we can love just like you. Unconditional love, God. Oh, God, unmerited favor, God. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for being God. Bless your people today. Lead us and guide us and direct us. And we'll give you the glory and honor and the praise. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Amen and amen.